And as you know, this, of course, is always, all of the feast days, naturally, good people are very, very special. But it's always nice on Our Lady's feast day of the of her nativity to be able to greet her with a happy birthday, or, as we will later on, sing happy birthday to her. So it's always very special, for sure. And I think this is an occasion, too, when you think of Our Lady's nativity, her birthday, is to reflect on some of the gifts that were given to her. This is a woman of great dignity, nature's solitary boast, as the great poet said. And it really is amazing when you consider, for instance, her title, Mary Ever Virgin. And this is a title that's being very much attacked these days. But it behooves us, good people, to know our faith and to be able to defend our faith against these vicious attacks on the purity and innocence of the Mother of God. But Our Lady was ever virgin. She was a virgin in perpetuity. And unfortunately today, even amongst priests and theologians, some are saying that she was only a virgin for a certain time, or that she may even had relations with Saint Joseph. Whatever it is not consistent with the constant teaching of the Church. Mary, ever virgin. So remember that, good people, and that's a good thing. So when you're talking to other people who might bring this up, some people, of course, bringing this up in ignorance. So many people today are religious illiterates and really clueless. They need to be informed and educated. So that's your job and mine. And her other title that comes to mind on this feast day of the Blessed Mother, or her birthday feast day, would be Mary, Mother of God. Wow, what an awesome title that here Mary, ever virgin, gave birth to the Savior, gave birth to Jesus Christ, who is true God and true man. Hence, the Church has declared her Mary, Mother of God. And wow, that's a very, very powerful title. And I think, good people, sometimes we may forget. I mean, as faithful as you have been and those on social media as well, we sometimes forget to reflect on these wonderful, superior virtues of Our Lady. As I said earlier, her exalted dignity. And so we would do well to do that once in a while. This feast day is a good time to do it. But you know what, good people? I think at the end of the day, this is a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between Lucifer and the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because Lucifer, as you know, he's going to be crushed by the Blessed Mother, I think shortly, if you will, Genesis 3:15, you all know that. You all know that verse quite well, that he knows his days are numbered, and it's going to be this woman of exalted dignity, Mary ever virgin, Mary the Mother of God, that's going to crush him with her heel. He knows it, and so he's attacking her, he's degrading her, he's blaspheming, he's profaning, all of that, as our Lord has decried in the Bayside message. And so that's another reason why we're here doing public reparation as well, good people. But we know who's going to win in the end. We know who's going to win in the end. Blessed Mother and Saint Michael, who's the leader of the army. But as we speak about Our Lady's birthday, I'm sure some of you may be thinking too, what can I give Our Lady as a birthday gift? What might I do? What might I give? Just a very brief suggestion, good people, and I've offered this before. Bring a soul to the holy grounds. Gather or recover souls for the Blessed Mother. There's no greater gift you could give Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, than another soul on these holy grounds. In fact, Jesus said in 1975 that if you recover a soul for heaven, another star will be added to your crown. Remember that. If you recover another soul for heaven, another star will be added to your crown. And so what further motivation or incentive would we need, good people, than that? And so that would please Our Lady very much. And I just, during the course of your discipleship, good people, many mysterious and providential things happen. I'm going to give you one example. I was visiting family on Cape Cod just a couple of weeks ago. And I was in a restaurant, a bar, and I was having a sandwich and a beer watching the ball game. And a couple people came up to me and sat down next to me, which I thought was kind of odd because there was a whole bunch of room elsewhere. But you, as you'll find out, you can see the work of God here. So I was talking to her, the very chair, a very nice people. The gentleman on the left was 93 years old. He was from London. He had immigrated to America in 1952 as an engineer for Raytheon, and he was with his stepdaughter. And again, we were chatting. We had a very nice conversation. And at the end, what I usually do, I'll give them a rose petal or a message. Well, I gave her a rose petal, and she's looking at it, and she said, "Geez, St. Michael." She said, "Are you associated with St. Michael Media?" And I'm like, "Gee, I've heard that before, but help me to speak some more." She says, "Well, what about, do you recognize Church Militant?" And yeah, I says, "I know Church Militant. In fact, I know a worker there. One of the workers there was formerly our organizer from Alaska. In fact, he hosted a meeting when I was out there in the 90s. And she says, "You got to be kidding me. And what's his name?" I said, "Brad." And she says, "Well, I just spoke with Brad last week." And I said, "Well, what is your relationship with Church Militant?" This is an organization in Detroit, in Michigan, anyways, who are doing good work. That's also doing good work for the Lord. And I said, "What is your relationship there?" She says, "Well, my husband and I are retired engineers. We decided to do a little religious work, so we moved out to Michigan, and we helped Church Militant for a couple of years. We're back now on the road. I'm here visiting my stepfather on Cape Cod, and da-da-da-da, I'm talking with you now." I said, "Wow, I mean, what are the chances of that?" In fact, she turned to me at one point. She said, "Boy, is this a small world." And so she thanked me for the rose petal. I said, "Stay right there." I went to the car and brought back about four or five other messages. When she looked at them, she says, "Oh, my God." She says, my husband should have been a priest. He's really into this type of thing. He's going to read every word of it." So she got a load from me of messages, rose petal. So we'll see what happens there. I think the point being, though, good people, that when you do discipleship, when you do the work that you and I are assigned to do, there's really you'll see this mystery and providential nature come shine forth in your work as well. You probably have your own stories as well. So keep that up. So you do that, good people. That's what's going to please Our Lady very, very much, is to get that rose petal, that message, Heaven Speaks Today, get the website out, YouTube, Facebook, whatever that is promoting the message of Our Lady of the Roses. And we say that because you and I know that the message is soul-saving and powerful. It works. So that's what you want to do, good people. Continue to do that. And God bless you in your efforts. Amen. And happy birthday, Our Lady of the Roses, Mary, Help of Mothers. Just a reminder, dear friends, of Our Lady of the Roses and St. Michael the Archangel of the Big St. Michael Weekend. That would be 3 weeks from tonight. That's September 30th and October 1st and 2nd. The Big St. Michael Weekend, we call it, because there's two vigils, a holy hour, a meeting, a traditional Latin Mass. It's really a very grace-filled, action-packed weekend. It's also a very beautiful event, and we talk about bringing disciples. That's a great day to bring disciples or other good people. That weekend, it opens up with a candlelight procession at 7 o'clock, and then the rest of the weekend, you can check our website. It's as I said. It will include a meeting at the LaGuardia Marriott. That's going to be our host hotel where we'll have the meeting in honor of St. Michael. We'll be reviewing, and we'll have a slide presentation with the latest photographs, and we always have interesting topics to discuss. And after that will be a traditional Latin Mass. So you wouldn't have to even attend Mass in the morning. We have a Mass available for you then. So you can also attend the Holy Hour, which will be at the regular time of 10:30. So in any event, mark your calendar. That's September 30th, October 1st, October 2nd. The last vigil of the weekend is in honor of St. Teresa and the Guardian Angels. And that's in the afternoon from 3 to 6. Not at night, it's 3 to 6 on Monday. So we'll have the full schedule this week with all the times and dates and details. So look to our website, and next week we'll have a brochure as well. We'll have it printed out. So, but I think the bottom line is this is in honor of St. Michael, the greatest warrior of heaven. Those are the words of Jesus. The leader of the army. Those are the words of Jesus and Mary. He is the angel for these times. Read Daniel. Daniel is another great prophet who spoke about the great archangel Michael for these times, to defend us, to lead us to safety and to our salvation, if we avail ourselves of his protection and grace. And the final point I would say about St. Michael, which I have mentioned a few times, but it's the consolation with St. Michael is his size. If you've heard many times here, you've read it in the message, that St. Michael the Archangel, when Veronica describes him, he's as big as the sky. Look up and look at the big sky. That's how big St. Michael is. You can't put it into words. It's gargantuan. It's mega. I don't know what words to say, but what we can say is it's a source of consolation and peace. We want to be on his team. We want to be on St. Michael's good side. So let's come to the vigil. That's a good way of doing that, and bring another soul with you. And if that soul is recovered and receives a lot of graces, perhaps another star will be added to your crown, as Jesus promised in 1975. Lastly, too, I mentioned YouTube. You make in your evangelism, in your discipleship, certainly make use of social media. Our Facebook account, Instagram, YouTube. Our YouTube has thousands of views on some of our videos, and a whole array of topics that would be very interesting for many people, especially in regard to the situation between Ukraine and Russia and the threat of a nuclear strike. We're quoting the words of Our Lady and Our Lord, and also, too, just the miracles and the beauty and the grace of Our Lady of the Roses. It's all there. Use that in your evangelism as well, good people. YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, our website, all of that can be very effective in the year of the Lord 2023.